Today's daf is Brachas daf Memches. We are three lines from the bottom of daf Mem Zayin Amid Beis Amr Rabbi Yochanan. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refua Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sara Aliza. And today's daf is being learned Le'ilu Nishmas Rab Nosson Karpel Ben Rabbi Yitzchak HaKoyen Olav HaShalom. So at the end of yesterday's daf, we had a classic Gemara. The Gemara told the story of Rabbi Eliezer, also known as Rabbi Eliezer ben Hurkanis, Rabbi Eliezer ben Gadol, who came into shul v'lo matzah ba'asara, and there was no minyan. He had an idea. He had an Eved Kanani. An Eved Kanani is a Yisrael b'miktsas, but when you're meshachrer an Eved Kanani, he becomes a full-fledged Yid. So what he did was, he was meshachrer as Eved Kanani, and like this, he was able to be mitztarefim to a minyan. And the Gemara says, how was he allowed to do that? Loilam behem tavoidu. The Gemara says, what do you mean? He did it for a mitzvah. Who cares it's a mitzvah? Mitzvah babavera. So the Gemara says, true, mitzvah babavera, but this is such a chosh of mitzvah that it's worth being over violating a smaller mitzvah for this bigger mitzvah. So we started speaking out a little bit of raid as relates to the Gemara of Rabbi Eliezer. We'll get back to it at the end of the daf. But for now, the more general context in which that story was told was regarding a halacha that Rav Asi said and a halacha that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said. Two amayron, very similar. Rav Asi said that as it relates to Zimun, so you need three people to say Rabbi Yisai Mevelem Benchen. Said a tremendous chiddush. Katan hamutal ba'arisa mizamnen olav. If you have a child that's so young, he's literally in his crib, that child could count as one of the three for a zimun. Rav Shua ben Levi said something similar. He said that you can't count a katan hamutal ba'arisa to be a third person for a zimun, but you can count the katan to be a tenth when you need a minyan. So it's in that general context that the Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, katan poireyach mizamnen olav, a katan that has two simanim, meaning two sairos, two pubic hairs, but he's not 13 years old yet. The halacha is he can count for zimun. Tanyanami hochi, we learned to the brisa. A katan shevish day sairos mizamnen olav. A katan that has two sairos counts for zimun. Then the brisa says v'shaloi hevish day sairos ein mizamnen olav. He doesn't have two sairos, he doesn't count for zimun. And then the brisa says ve'ein midaktikin bekatan. And we don't look too carefully at the katan to see if he does have two sairos or if he doesn't have two sairos. Faith the Gemara, gufakasha. How do you make sense of the beginning part of the brisa and the latter part of the brisa? Amrit hevi shtei sairos in loy hevi loy. First, you seem to be saying the brisa that a katan that has two sairos, yeah, a katan that doesn't have two sairos doesn't count for zimun. V'hadotani ei medaktik in bekatan. So are we medaktik or are we not medaktik? So the Gemara says, my love, you know what it must mean? La suye katan poireach. That a katan has to have two sairos in order for him to count for zimun. However, the two sairos would count as sairos even if he's not bar mitzvah yet. What does this mean? We know that a child becomes bar mitzvah when he turns 13 years old. Stating that, that's a little bit of a misnomer. Because really, a child becomes bar mitzvah when he brings shtei sairos. The reason we attribute bar mitzvah to 13 is based on a Gemara Masechtas Nida, something that Rava said, known throughout Shas as the Chazaka de Rava. And that is, Rava said there's a Chazaka that when a child turns 13 years old, he probably has two pubic hairs. And it's for that reason, when I medaktik, we don't inspect, and we assume that if a child is 13 years old, presumably he already has his two sires. The same is true for a girl when she turns 12. It's not 13 and 12, but rather what it is shtei sires. What happens if a child has two sires before he turns 13 years old? So it's a mefurish gemara. The halacha is he does not become bar mitzvah. What do you mean? He has shtei sires. It has nothing to do with 13 anyways. The reason is because we assume that two sires are a shuma ba'alma, it's some sort of growth, but it's not necessarily indicative of the fact that this child is a gadol. In the laws of Zimun, we have a chiddush that over here the shtei sairos would be considered shtei sairos. The fact that, despite the fact that the child is not bar mitzvah yet, so the truth is that ordinarily, we're not going to go into this now. But when you go through the sugya of bar mitzvah and shtei sairos, what does come up a lot is what happens if a child is 13 but he doesn't have shtei sairos yet. Here you have the reverse case. When you have the shtei sairos, the child is not 13, you would think that the conversation is dead on arrival. That's Gemara's, where the Gemara says it's a shuma, it's nothing. You see, from this Gemara, it's not nothing, because there is some value to shtei sairos, even though the child is not bar mitzvah yet. Meaning, if a child has shtei sairos, he can count lezimun. The imidaktikin, meaning we don't care if he is 13 or if he's not 13. What's the mailo? What's the advantage of two sires if the child is not 13? Isn't that what we know as shuma? So this is a marimokim, brachis, memzayin, amidbeis on the bottom, memches, amidalef on the top. We see there is a concept of shtei sires despite the fact that the child is technically not bar mitzvah. Regardless, the Gemara says, v'les hilchasa kechol hanishmaitzas. Even though we had a whole Gemara about a katan, motul barisa, shtei sires, yeah, 13, not 13. The halacha is not like this anyways. What is the halacha as it relates to a katan and zimun? Well-known Gemara, a katan that knows to whom you make a bracha, a katan that is aware, is cognizant of the fact that when you make a bracha, what you're doing is you're benching the creator of the world, the one that gave you this hana. That katan is old enough to be mitzaref lozim. Abaye and Rava were once sitting in front of Rabba. They were young children. So Rabba turns to Abaye and Rava, young children, and says, "Lemi mevarchim." When you make a bracha, do you know who you're making a bracha to? Amri Leh, they said the Rachmana. What do you mean? We're making a bracha to Hashem. And he said, Rachmana, Heche Yosef, where is Hashem? Rava Achvi L'Shmei Tlala. Rava pointed to the ceiling. Abaya Nafik Lavara. Abaya told Rava, come outside, I'll show you where Hashem is. So he took him outside, Achvi Klap Yishmai, and he pointed to the Shemayim. Amalu Rava. So Rava said, Travaichu Rabbanon Havisu. I can see that both of you are going to be big rabbis one day. And Hainu Damri Inshi, this is what people mean when they say, Butzin, Butzin, Mikitve Yadi. A farmer is able to tell how a fruit is going to develop when it just starts to ripen. Rabba was an expert in young, budding Talmidei Chachamim, and he was able to see a simen in Abaye v'Rava. He knew from Abaye v'Rava at this very young age that they were destined to greatness. They would be great at some point. One thing is clear from this Gemara, that Abaye v'Rava were approximately the same age. Right, they were children right around the same time. There's issues with this. This cheshbonus that we've spoken at over the years, this Gemara is something we've quoted a lot in our Chabura. We'll get to this some other day. Amar Rav Yehuda Breder of Shmuel Bar Shelas, Mishmei Derav, Tisha Ochlu Dogon, Echad Ochal Yerek, Mitzdarfin. So you have a bunch of people that are eating together. It comes time to bench. You want to be Mezamein Ba'asara. What's the difference if you have 10 or less than 10? Nevarich Elikenu, Baruch Elikenu. So the question is, if you have 9 people that ate dog and ate bread, and one person ate vegetables, could you be mitzaref or not? So the halach is, yeah, as long as that one person ate something, you could be mitzaref. Om Rav Zeir, Rav Zeir said, Bo mi nemi Rav Yehuda. Yes, Rav Yehuda. Shmoy namah. What if 8 people ate dogon? Meaning 9 and 1, yeah. What if it's 8 and 2? We saw already in yesterday's daf that there's some chashivos to 9. 9 is better than 8. So Rav Zeir said, what about 8? Shivamah. Then he said, what about 7? Vamali leishna. He said, 8. 7, it's all the same thing. Then Rav Zeira said that Shisha Vaida, woe is to me that I didn't ask, that's the proper Gersa, woe is to me that I didn't ask what the halacha would be by 6. Meaning, I made a mistake, I should have asked what the halacha would be by 6 as well. I asked 8. 7, 6, for some reason I didn't ask. Only Rabbi Yirmiyah, because Rabbi Yirmiyah told Rabbi Zeira, Shaper of this, very, very wise of you that you didn't ask this question. Why? Because awesome time of mind, Bisham de Karuba. Hachanami Karuba, what's the difference? I mean, once we already establish that if 9 people ate dagon and the 10th person only ate Urakis, you could say Baruch Alikeno. 8 people, 7 people, so you get the point, as long as you have a rive. So 6 is going to be a rive, but the Gemara says that, no, it could be, it's different. The Iu Savar, Rav Zeira thought, Ruba de Minkar Be'ina. Maybe there's some chashivos to a rive where the rive is nicker. So if you have 7, 8, or 9, so you don't just have a rive, you have a rive that you can see. As opposed to if you'd only have 6, then the rive wouldn't be nicker. So if the rive wouldn't be nicker, so there maybe it'd be different. So this Gemara is also an important Gemara. We're going to go through all these things very, very quickly. We're not, there's just so much in this daf that we're not going to touch upon. But you see, there's a concept of a ruba de nicker, that there's some milo. What do you mean, a rive? Who cares if it's nicker or if it's not nicker? You see that a ruba de minkar is maybe better than a ruba she'ena minkar. That's why Reb Zeira thought that I probably should have asked the question. It's interesting that Reb Zeira asks a question to Reb Yehuda. So again, you have 10 people, they ate together. Nevarach Elikeinu. 9 of them ate bread. 1 of them didn't eat bread. Could you say Nevarach Elikeinu? Yeah, as long as he ate Urakis. 8, yeah, 7, yeah, 6. Reb Zeira forgot to ask 6. And Reb Zeira walks around and he feels terrible. I should have asked the question. So Reb Yirmiyah from all that Meirah told Reb Zeira, don't worry about it. That's not a question you have to ask.
Why is that interesting? Because we always speak out. Rabbi Yirmiyah throughout Shas is always asking questions. Why, Rabbi Yirmiyah? No one knew how to answer Rabbi Yirmiyah's questions. So much so that at some point, the Gemara says in Masechtas Bava Basra, they threw Rabbi Yirmiyah out of Beis Medrash because he was asking so many questions. And like all these hypothetical, theoretical questions that no one knows answers to. So they told Rabbi Yirmiyah, Yenukshon. And they pushed it, they threw him out of Beis Medrash. And then there's a postscript to the story later in Bava Basra. One's in the beginning of the Masechta, one's in the end of the Masechta, where they realized they need Rabbi Yirmiyah, so they brought him back in. So even Rabbi Yirmiyah told Rabbi Zeira, that's not an Ibaya. Either way, says the Gemara. Next Gemara is really classic. Yane Malka Umalkasa Krichu Rifta Bahade Adodi. Yane Amelech and his queen, they sat down together to eat bread. Came time to bench Umid the Kotalud Rabbanim because they had killed all the Rabbanim. They didn't have anyone to be mighty them with benching. Now, when did Yane Hamelech kill all the Rabbanim? So Rashi says, Ayim Masechtas Kedushin, Daf Samech Vav Amud Aleph. We spoke it out in the Daf a few weeks ago where the Gemara says that Yane Hamelech made a big Suda because he had conquered a bunch of lands. And at the Suda, he took out the tzitz and he acted like the Kohen Gadol. And there was one that he questioned the legitimacy of Yane HaMelech, not only to be the Kohen Gadol, even to be a Kohen, because he argued that he was a Chalal, he was possible the Kohuna. Regardless, they did a little due diligence. They found out that Yane HaMelech was fit to be the Kohen Gadol, and he went and he killed all the Chachamim. An unbelievable story. Says the Gemara, shortly after that, Yane HaMelech and his wife, they sit down and it comes time to bench. And they didn't have anyone to be mighty with them at benching. They didn't know how to bench themselves. And he had killed all the Rabbanon. Says the Gemara, Lehavali Inish Levruchedu Amadu Ledevisu. So he turned to his wife, he said, Man Yavlan Gavidim of Arachla. Yane HaMelech was very medactic in Birchas HaMazin. He killed all the Chachamim, so he has no one to be mighty. So Nebuch, he has a problem. Who's going to be mighty with mention? Amalei. So she tells her husband, Ishtabali, if you swear to me, di maisin al gavra, duloy mitzarisle, I'll bring somebody. Meaning, I can deliver a Talmud Chacham. But you have to promise that you're not going to touch him. Ishtabala. He gave her his word. I see, say, L'Shimon ben Shatach. She brought Shimon ben Shatach, who was Achua, her brother. So Shimon ben Shatach was the queen's brother. And she had hid him while Yane HaMelech was going on his rampage, killing all the Chachamim. Now they needed someone to be mighty them with benching. They had a practical predicament that they were in. So she goes and she takes Shimon ben Shatach out of hiding. Says the Gemara, Oisvi ben Didei, Shimon ben Shatach sat between Yane HaMelech and the queen, his sister. So Yane HaMelech turns to Shimon ben Shatach and says, Chaziz kami yukaru of din l'chol. Look at the covet that I'm giving. Look how I'm mechabit al midich al-gavim. I'm sitting you literally between me and the queen. So Shimon ben Shatach told Yane HaMelech he wasn't going to chanf him. Lav at kom mikrisli. You think you're giving me covet? Eloi reisa he did mikrisli. This is covet at Torah. I'm getting this covet from the Torah. Tichziv it's a pasuk in Mishlei. Sal saleho usrei memeko. Techabeitcha kisachab ke. No, Torah gives a person covet. Oh my Lord. See, Yane HaMelech turned to his rabbis and said, Kachazis loy mekabel moris. You see, the rabbis, even now, imagine I killed all the Chachamim and I give Shimon ben Shatach this covet. You would think he would act with some humility. Even now, he's still acting with Azus, meaning I was right for doing what I did to the Chachamim. Regardless, they wanted Shimon ben Shatach, so he should be able to be mighty with them at benching. So they took out a kochel bracha, and this was going to be done behider. So they brought out the kochel bracha, Amar. So Shimon b'shatach said to himself, Hey, how am I going to be mighty Yane HaMelech and his wife with benching? Should I say, Baruch sha'achal Yanai v'chaveir of Mishaloi? Meaning, Shimon b'shatach hadn't anything. So he said, how am I supposed to be mighty with them with benching? I should say, Baruch sha'achalnu, I didn't eat. So should I say, Baruch sha'achal Yanai v'chaveir? That doesn't sound right either. So the Gemara says, Shasi lahuka. So he drank that glass of wine. So now he could say, Baruch she'achal mishaloi, yovelei kasa achrina. Then they brought out another glass of wine, ubaruch, and then he was able to, Omer Rab Abba, Breit Rab Chiba Rabba, Omer Rab Yoichan, Shimon ben Shetach da Ovid, Legar Mehu da Ovid. You see, another one, what Shimon ben Shetach did was a very, very big chiddush. Why? Omer Rab Chiba Rabba, Omer Rab Yoichan, Loi, the made a moitzi, Rabbi de Chavasson, Achi Yoichan, Gazayas Dogot, you can't be moitzi the rabbin unless you eat a Gazayas Dogot. You have to eat a little bit of grain. So how is Shimon ben Shetach being moitzi the oilam with benching? What do you mean? To be moitzi them with benching, you have to be chayv in Birchas HaMazon. He's not chayv in Birchas HaMazon. Why not? Because he didn't eat a kezayis of dogon. You need to eat a kezayis of dogon in order to be moitzi. So he drank a glass of wine? That's very nice. But it's not a kezayis dogon. What's the brach achroina on a glass of wine? It's a mein shalosh. It's not a Birchas HaMazon. It's not gimel brachas. So the Gemara comments that what Shimon ben Shetach did was really, he was going off on his own. This was his own chiddush, right? The Gemara, is this all true? That a person can't be moitzi
others with benching, unless he eats a kezayis dogam. If somebody sits together with other people, even if all he did was he took a vegetable and he dipped it into something, they already ate dry figs. Achas one mitzarif itzarufi that he could. The mitzarif, he could be mitzarif to the zimun. So you see, you don't have to eat a kezayis dogam to be mitzarif. So the Gemara says, mitzarif, mitzarif. You're right, it could be mitzarif. This is the segue from the previous Gemara. You could be mitzarif to a zimun even if all you ate was yirakos, all you drank was a glass of wine. But Shimon ben Shatach wasn't part of the mezumin. They weren't looking for a mezumin. They were looking for someone to be moitzi them with benching. So being that they were looking for someone to be moitzi them with benching, and Shimon ben Shatach was the one that was going to be moitzi them, at the very least, what he would have to do is he would have to eat a kezayis dog. It my name, Yom Rav Chana, Rav Yehuda, Nishmeder Rav, Afilu loy tova limam, elo betzir, veloy ocha limam, elo groigres achas, mitztarev. You could be mitzarif even by eating anything. But if you're going to be moitzi the rabbin, ain't a moitzi ad she yoichal kezayis dogon, unless you eat a kezayis dogon. I'm Rav Chana bar Yehuda, Mishmei derava. Hilchasod halach is achal ol yerek. If somebody eats that leaf of a yerek, the leaf of a vegetable, v'shasa koichal yayin, mitzarif lahoitz. Mitzarif, you could be mitzarif, but lahoitzi to be moitzi others, ain't a moitzi that you cannot do. Ad she yoichal kezayis dogon, unless you eat a kezayis dogon. So regardless, what the Gemara says is that Shimon ben Shetach was brought out of hiding to be moitzi Yanei HaMelech and his Rebbetzin with benching. They had eaten a proper suda. They needed somebody to be moitzi them with benching. They didn't have anybody. Shimon ben Shetach came. He drank a glass of wine. He felt, now I could say, Baruch she'achalnu mishaloyu v'tuvei chayinu, not just Baruch she'achal Yanei. No, Baruch she'achal, I myself participated in this meal. I could eat. And like this, he was able to be moitzi them with benching. The Gemara said what Shimon ben Shetach did was a very, very big chiddush, because it's true you can be mitzarif to a zimun by drinking a glass of wine. Even by eating a vegetable, you can be mitzarif to a zimun. Whether it's a zimun of shloisha, whether it's a zimun of asar, that's not the issue. But to be moitzi someone with birchas hamazon, which is a bracha that you make on bread, you cannot make unless you ate bread. So if you would eat a kezayis dogon, then you could. Shimon ben Shetach, what he did, says the Gemara, it was a very, very big chiddush. What he did was not oiska halten al pi alocha, says the Gemara, because really, al pi alocha, if you want to be moitzi somebody else with benching, the only time you can do that is if you actually eat, at the very least, a kezayis dogon. One thing is clear in the Gemara, that if you eat a kezayis dogon, there's no issue. The chiddush of Shimon ben Shetach is that he didn't even eat a kezayis dogon. But if somebody wants to be moitzi somebody else with benching, all you need to do is eat a kezayis dogon. Rashi and Tosfos on this Gemara both ask the same kasha, a bumba kasha. Rashi gives one teretz, Tosfos says another teretz, and there's literally chabura after chabura after chabura worth of raid bite after raid bite, as it relates to this machlekes Rashi Tosfos. We're not going to go into it today. But just to ask the kasha, and that is so much here, but just to ask the kasha, Rashi says, I don't understand. If Shimon ben Shetach would have eaten a kezayis dogon, no one would have had a problem. Why shouldn't he be able to be moitzi the rabbim? Yidei chayvos, I'm going to tell you why. Because midday raisa, you only chayv in berchas hamazon if you're full. How do you know that? Because that's what the pasuk says. V'yachalta v'savato uveirachtas Hashem alekech. Now there's a huge discussion. What does v'savato mean? It means you have to eat enough bread that you're full from the bread. Let's say you ate a little bit of, you washed, you ate your kezayis of bread, and then you filled up on protein. So then you're not chayv in brachas hamazon midei raisa. That's a big discussion. I ain't slach on this Gemara. There's a famous slach on this Gemara who says you soid after you soid after you soid. Another thing we're not going to talk about. But regardless, that's clear. You're not chayv in brachas hamazon unless you eat a shir sevia. If you're mekayim v'yochalta v'savata, just like you have to eat because it says v'yochalta, you have to be full because it says v'savata. It's not a tenai. That's what the Torah says. V'yochalta v'savata. Only then uveirachtas Hashem alekech. Now we bench. If you eat a kezayis, you're ready bench. But that's only midrabbanan. The Gemara said it on Daf Chaf on the days. It's only midrabbanan that we bench after we eat a kezayis. But midday raisa, you're only chayv in berchas hamazon if you eat a shir sfiyah. Freik Rashi, freik Tosfos. Let's say Shimon ben Shetach would have eaten a kezayis dogon. Then it would have been pashat. He could be moitzi the oilam. Why is it so pashat? Yanei HaMelech and his rebbetzin were chayv in berchas hamazon midday raisa. They just sat down at a feast. They were for sure full. Shimon ben Shetach ate a kezayis dogon. Yanei HaMelech and the rebbetzin,
the queen, they're chayiv in brachas hamazon b'day raisa. Shimon ben Shatach is only chayiv in brachas hamazon b'day rabbanon. Someone that's mechuyev in something b'day rabbanon can't be moitzi someone that's mechuyev b'day raisa. Says Rashi, how do I know that? I know that from a katan, because a katan can't be moitzi a gadol. We're not with kiddush, not with brachas hamazon, not with anything. Because a katan's only mechuyev b'day rabbanon, the gadol's mechuyev b'day raisa. So Freik Rashi, Akasha, Maishno, what's the difference between a katan who's mechuyev in something midrabbanon, but it can't be moitzi or gadol because the gadol's mechuyev midei raisa. Versus Shimon ben Shatach, who was chayiv in brachas hamazon, had he eaten it, he didn't eat a kazayis dogma, but had he eaten a kazayis, it's all hypothetically, had he eaten a kazayis dogma like the Gemara wanted him to do, he would have been chayiv in brachas hamazon, but only midrabbanon. How would he be able to be moitzi the oil in brachas hamazon midei raisa? And Tois Rashi says a very, very big vart. But if you think about it, it's very simple. And that is, that really says Rashi, someone that's mechuyev in something midrabanan could be moitzi someone else that's mechuyev in something midei raisa. A katan. Throughout Shas, a katan can never be moitzi a gadol. That's because a katan's not even mechuyev midrabanan. A katan has a mitzvah midrabanan to make kiddush? No. What do you mean? I thought there's something called chinuch. Says Rashi, chinuch is not the katan's mitzvah. Chinuch is the father's mitzvah. A father has a mitzvah of chinuch, hanoich lenaro pidarka gam kiyaskim layosim imero, to make sure that the katan makes kiddush. But the katan, the person, the gavra that's making the kiddush, he's not mechuyev nishmidei raisa nishmidei rabbanon. That's why he can't be moitzi. Shimon ben Shetach had eaten a kazayis dog and would have been chayv al kaponim midei rabbanon, and that's why he'd be able to be moitzi. Tosfos has a problem with Rashi. Tosfos says, I don't think that's true. A katan is mechuyev midei rabbanon. Azayzok Tosfos, and to answer this kasha, Tosfos has another teres. Also very important, but Tosfos has another teres. The stipler, Masech Tesuk and Kilos Yaakov, it's Simon Beis, I believe. So he has an arichus on this machlokes Rashi Tosfos, and he says, I see from here a machlokes that you can cut and paste. You can literally drag it through Shas, and that is a katan. Is he mechuyev in mitzvahs midrabanan? Midrei raisa, of course he's not mechuyev in mitzvahs. What about midrabanan? Does a katan have a chiyuv midrabanan to do mitzvahs? Says the stipler, I think it's a machlokes Rashi Tosfos. Rashi, Brochus, Memches, and Aleph says clearly not. Tosfos didn't like Rashi's pshat, clearly said yeah, meaning there's an opinion that maybe a katan would be chuyev in mitzvahs midrabanan. The question is, what does that mean? Why would they have an obligation to listen to the rabbanan? Why do you have a chiyuv to listen to the rabbanan? Because the Torah says, but if I'm not mechuyev in mitzvahs midei raisa, what makes me mechuyev in mitzvahs midei rabbanon? So just from a theological / philosophical perspective, this is something that requires a little bit of beer. But regardless, this is the machloikis Rashi Tosfos, one of the many takeaways that you have in these Gemaras that we're learning now. Zok the Gemara Vayta, another classic. Omer Rav Nachman. So the Gemara is now going to tell us the rest of the story as it relates to Birchas HaMazon. So Birchas HaMazon is made up of four brachas. Hazana Sa'olam, then you have Noida Lecha, you have Rachim, which ends with Boinei Barachim of Yishalayim Amen, and then we have the last bracha, Hu Heitev, Hu Meitev, Hu Yeitev. Says the Gemara Rav Nachman, Moshe Tikkun Lama Yisrael Birchas HaZon. You want to know who the author is of the first bracha of Birchas HaMazon? It's Moshe Rabbeinu. And you want to know the rest of the story? When Moshe Rabbeinu composed that bracha, B'shosh She'yard Lehem Man, it was done in Parshas B'Shalach on Tuesday. This is in the Parshas Amon. That's where it is. It was B'Shosh She'yared Lehem Man. That's when Moshe Rabbeinu said, you're going to eat the man, you're going to have to make a bracha afterwards, a bracha achroina. So what's the bracha achroina? It's the bracha of Azon. Yeshua, Tikkun Birchas Haaretz. Yeshua Benon was misaking the bracha on Eretz Yisrael, when Kimish Nichlasu La'aretz. Yeshua Benon was the one that led Yidin into Eretz Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't lead Yidin into Eretz Yisrael. It was Yeshua Benon that did. So Yeshua Benon took Yidin into Eretz Yisrael. He was masaking Birchas Haaretz. So it's interesting. The brach of Noidalacha is known as Birchas Haaretz. Al Shen Chauta Laviseinu Eretz Chem De Toivu Rechava. So it's known as the brach of Eretz Yisrael. Yeshua Benon took the Yidin into Eretz Yisrael. He composed the brach of Eretz Yisrael. David Ushleima, Tiknu Boine Yerushalayim. David, he came, part of it was David. Al Yisrael Amecho, Vayushalayim Yirecho, Ushleima Tikin Alabayis HaGadov HaKadosh. Right? David HaMelech never built the Beis HaMikdosh. Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdosh. So Shlomo HaMelech was Moisif on what David HaMelech composed. The words Alabayis HaGadov HaKadosh. Because Shlomo HaMelech is the one that built the first Beis HaMikdash. What about Atoiv HaMeitiv? B'Yavna Teknua, that was instituted in Yavna, Keneged HaRuge Beitar. So Churban Beitar is one of the five things that happened on Tisha B'Av. The Rambam, when he describes Churban Beitar, he says that it was so terrible, it was K'Churban Beis HaMikdash. What was Churban Beitar? It happened approximately 50 years after the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash, it was the Romans' response to the Bar Kochva revolution. So Bar Kochva was a contemporary of Rabbi Akiva. He claimed to be Mashiach, and he started making nisim and aflois, and everything seemed to be going in the right direction. And then the Gemara Perek Chelek describes different events that took place, but the end of the story was Bar Kochva was a Mashiach. The Rambam says that Rabbi Akiva, it's a Lashon HaRambam and Yad Chazaka, Rabbi Akiva the Chaver of all thought, Rabbi Akiva was noisei kelev shel Bar Kochva, he says. He was mamish carrying the bags for Bar Kochva. They all thought he was Mashiach. It didn't work out. The Romans were very upset about this idea that the Jews thought Mashiach and they're rebelling against the Roman Empire, and they decided to respond, and their response was a terrible, terrible churban. Think Holocaust. That's what it was. And it's what we know as Churban Beitar. It started on Tisha B'Av. Regardless, after Churban Beitar, so Chazal say, all the Haruge Beitar, they were all lying around the bodies. And there were two miracles that, or there was one miracle that took place. And that is the bodies of the Haruge Beitar never decomposed. When the Yidden were finally given permission to bury the Haruge Beitar, Chomu and Masach, and we have to make a new bracha. And you know when we're going to make the bracha? During benching. You have to know why during benching. But that's when that was the the new bracha, and Amar Rav Nasna said, the day that Haruge Beita were allowed to be buried, Tiknu B'Yavna, they were Masakar HaToiv HaMetiv. Why HaToiv HaMetiv? It sounds like we're blessing Hashem for two things. Yeah, HaToiv Shaloi Hisrichu, that the bodies didn't decompose. The HaMetiv Shenitnu L'Kvur. Tanu Rabbanu, more on this, don't say the Berachas HaMazin Kachi, Berachu B'Shenit Berachas HaZon, Shnei Berachas HaOretz, Shlishas Bodi Rishalayim, Revias HaToiv HaMetiv, U'B'Shabbos. What about on Shabbos? Maschol B'Nechama, U'Mesayim B'Nechama. That's just another way of saying that on Shabbos, everything stays the same. Meaning, you don't insert a new bracha. You insert something. You say Ritzei. But it's not a new bracha. Now, where do you say Ritzei? In the bracha of Rachim. Rachim is Maschol B'Nechama. Rachim is Nechama. It's Messiah B'Nechama. So it's Maschol B'Nechama. It's Messiah B'Nechama. That's the point. You're going to put it in that bracha. All you do is Yoim Ektushas Hayoim Be'emza. You give a shout out to Shabbos, so to speak. But it's not a special bracha of a Shabbos. That's the point. As opposed to Shemayin Esrei on Shabbos, for example, where the whole Shemayin Esrei changes. The Berachas HaMazon doesn't change. But Eliezer, Omer Beleza says, Ratzel Omer B'Nechama. Omer, if you want to say it in the middle of Rachim, that's fine. But Berachas HaRetz, if you want to say Ritzei in the middle of Noidalacha, it's also fine. But Berachas Shetikto Chacham B'Yam, you want to say it in the middle of Atoy V'Ametiv, Omer, it's also fine. The Chachamim Omerim, Eino Yomer Ela B'Nechama B'Vak. Chacham Hainu Tanakamu. Right? There seem to be three sheetahs in the Brisa. The first sheetah is, where do you say Ritzei in the middle of Boinei Yerushalayim? Rabbi Eliezer says, say wherever you want. And then the Chachamim said, Eino Yomer Ela B'Nechama B'Vak. The first sheetah and the third sheetah seem to be the same sheetah. So, do you want to give an hour to Yevin? No, the Tanakama maybe is only saying, L'chatchila, that's the way you're supposed to do it. But the Yevin, maybe you can do whatever you want. The Chachamim are saying, don't even be the Yevin, it's ma'akiv. It has to be in the middle of the bracha of B'nai Yerushalayim. Tanu Rabbanu, B'nai, the Berachas HaMazon B'nai Torah. Hedin, the Berachas HaMazon B'nai Torah. Shenema, the Pasuk says, V'yachalto v'savato v'yirachtes Hashem alekecha. And remember, what's the context? We saw this a few times. The Shivas Aminim, Eretz Asher Lo Bemiskeinus Toicha B'Lechem. So it's in the context of Lechem, V'yachalto v'savato v'yirachtes. That's the Makar to Berachas HaMazon, says the Gemara. The Braisa elaborates a little bit. So the short answer, minay lebrachas hamazon min haTorah is ve'ochalta v'zavata v'rachta. The longer answer is uveirachta zu birchas hazon. Uveirachta means you give a bracha on the food. As Hashem alo kecha zu birchas hazimon. So in the beginning of the parak we had two makaris of birchas hazimon. Gadol Hashem itu in the rebbe mashma yachtov. Kishem Hashem nako havagoydol elokeinu. Now we have a third makar. Al ha'aretz, when you say al ha'aretz, also you see from there, you got to mention, when you bench Eretz Yisrael, zu birchas ha'aretz. Ha'toiv, what's toiv? Zu boinei Yerushalayim. What does Yerushalayim have to do with toiv? Because v'cheinu oimer, ha'har ha'toiv, ha'zeva ha'lofanoi, it's referring to Yerushalayim. Ashen nosan loch, zu ha'toiv v'ha'metiv. This is a makar for ha'toiv v'ha'metiv. Eli el lachro. So you have makaris over here from this braisa to the brach achroina. L'fonu minayin. Do you have a makar to a brach? Rishoyna amret kal v'choymer, if you make a bracha achrayna, you certainly should make a bracha rishayna as well. So you see two things, three things in this braisa. Number one, you see in this braisa that birchas hazimun is learnt out not from gadol Hashem iti, not from kishem Hashem ekra, but rather es Hashem alekecha in the bracha of yachalta v'savatu v'rachta zu birchas hazimun. Another thing you see in this braisa is that we have a pasuk for hatoiv hametiv. Asher nosan loch zu hatoiv hametiv. That's not like we've been saying till now that hatoiv hametiv was only midrabanon, and it was instituted kineged aruge beitar. Another thing you see in this verse is that what's the makar to bracha rishoyna? It's not svara who also the adam sheyahanim benayim mazav alei bracha, but rather it's a kal v'chaymer kishu saveya mevarech kishu rav lekolshkein. Says the Gemara. The Bryson continues. Rabbi Yomer, Rabbi says, enoy tzarich v'chal tov zvat v'rach tesham lekechas u'berchas hazon. Avol berchas hazimun. Oh, migadu l'ashamiti. That's one of the two makayres that we had in the beginning of the parak. Nafka alo aretz. What's that? Zuberchas aretz. Hatoyv zubani Yerushalayim. V'chein roim har hatoyv hazav alavonin. Hatoyv hametiv. Also, you don't need a pasuk for biyavne tiknu. Ein liyelo la'achrov l'fun of minayin. If this sounds familiar, Talmud loymer ashen nasan loch. Mishen nasan loch. Says Rebbe, you want to know the makar? How you know that you make a bracha rishayna? It's not svara. It's also not kal v'chaim. You know what it is? It's desire. It's ashen nasan loch. Mishas nesina, mishanas anloch is at that point. So the Zohar has a makar right here in Talmud Bavli. This Gemara memches on the base. Not Reb Shimon or Reb Eliezer. It's Rebbe. Reb Yitzchak Oimer. Reb Yitzchak says, Einoy tzarech harei oimer. You don't need to learn bracha rishayna. I'm going to bracha rishayna now. You don't need bracha rishayna from kal v'chaimer. You also don't need it from ashanas anloch, but rather harei oimer. It's learned there from the Palmi pasuk. As the avadetem es Hashem alokeichem uverich es lachmecha ves meimecha vasiroisi. Machlo mikir becha. So uverich es lachmecha. Pashem shanim the pasuk. Hashem says, "I will bless your bread." Says Chazal, "Al tikri uverach elo uvarech." We need a bless. Because after you eat it, it's not bread anymore. So at that point, it was bread. But bygones be bygones. So it's before you eat it that it's bread. Now I have a different pasuk. It says, so the context over there is Shaul HaMelech is looking for Shmuel HaNavi. So he comes into the city and he sees some women there. And he goes over to them and he says, you know where I can find Shmuel HaMelech? So the women tell him, yeah, I'll tell you how you can find him. He says, when you're going to enter the city, that's where you're going to find him. And then they went on a little bit. They said, he's going to stand up on top of, by this bama, they're going to go eat. And everyone's going to be waiting for him. They're waiting for Shmuel HaNavi to show up because no one's going to eat until he comes. Because he has to bless the food. Only afterwards, the Olam is going to eat. What do you see from here? That Shmuel HaNavi, before he was going to eat, Yevarech HaZevach. So we learn a lot of Hilchas Tefillah from Shmuel. Say, yeah, the Hilchas Brachas that we're learning out from Shmuel as well. So this is a makar to Bracha Rishayna. So you want to ask an interesting question. The Kol Kach Lomo, Shaul HaMelech seemed to have asked a very straightforward question. He asked the women, where could I find Shmuel? So they answered right away, Kivayachem Ma'ir, came Tim Zomayz. And then they went on, they told a story that seemed to be not necessary. He's going to come in, they're waiting to eat, and then he's going to make the Bracha. And then afterwards, so the Gemara says, why they need the whole Aricha? So the first Teretz, the Gemara says, this is just the way women are. They talk and they sometimes say things that aren't necessary to say. So they were Dabronius. You're right. So yeah, fix Nakasha. Shmuel Amar. Shmuel says, Kidele stakul biyofya shal shmal. The reason they were talking more is because they wanted to look at the handsomeness of Shaul. The pasuk says, Vein ish mi bnei Yisrael toiv mi meno. The pasuk describes the beauty of Shaul HaMelech, and that's why they continue talking to him. Rabbi Yochanan said a different reason. Because there's a Messiah that when someone becomes Melech is very, very, very precise. This encounter between Shaul HaMelech and Shmuel HaNavi was going to result in Shaul becoming king. Had Shmuel and Shaul encountered a few moments earlier, had they not said this little shtickle Torah, then the Malchus would have started maybe a little, and that can't be that way. That's the way it works in the Olamos. Ein Malchus negas b'chaverta, afilu kum lo'inim. It's interesting, you don't think of Shmuel HaNavi's tenure as a Malchus. Shaul was a Melech. Moshe Rabbeinu was a Melech. Shmuel was shokel kemoisha, but it's interesting that it seems to be describing not only the malchus of Shaul, because in malchus negas bechaverta, not sure. Kafilu kemloy nima says the Gemara, continuing the brayso. Veileilu berchas hamazoi, berchas atayir minayi. So we just brought mekayrus, berchas hamazoi, berchas hazimon, berchas hanenu. What about berchas atayir? Amr Rabbi Shmuel kavuchaymer. Im al chayi shah mevarech, al chayi oyvam like Oshkin. If you make a bracha on chayi shah, certainly you should make a bracha on chayi oyvam. Rabbi Barnachmini, Talmidus Rabbi Shmuel, Amin Mishum Rabbi Shmuel. Einay tzarich. No, you can learn from somewhere else. Harei oyvam. It says al oretz atayva asher nasan loch. Ulahalon oyvamer ve'etna locha es luchay sa even. So it says al ha'aretz atoy v'ashen nasan loch regarding berchas hamazon. V'yachalta v'zvata v'rachta s'shem alokecha al ha'aretz atoy v'ashen nasan. Emphasis on nasan. By the Torah, it says ve'etna lecha. It says nasan here. It says ve'etna nasan there. To teach me, just like here, you make a bracha. Brichas haTorah or a meiroimer. When I exchange mevarich al ha'toyva, kach mevarich al hara. How do you know that you're supposed to make a bracha on ra as well? So what bracha does someone like Elenu make on ra? Baruch dayan ha'emes. But what's the makar to baruch dayan ha'emes? So there you said Talmud Loimer. It says asher nasan lecha Hashem eloi kecha dayancha. Bechol din shedoncha, bein mida toiva, bein mida piranias. Another big Gemara. First of all, Rav Meir is the one who gives us the makar to Baruch Dayan Emes. We've spoken a lot about the tsaras that Rav Meir had during his lifetime. So Rav Meir is the author of Baruch Dayan Emes, which is in and of itself fascinating. But what's the makar? The makar is, it says, Allah. Hashem, Hashem, Havaya is midas harachamim. Elokecha is always midas hadin. So you see that you have to bless Hashem not only for rachamim, but for din as well. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, in one final Gemara, ein etzarech. Why? Because Rabbi Yehuda, it says toifa. Or and it says ha toiva, or could it say toiva? It says ha toiva. Toiva zu toiva bechein roim kilach toiva nasati lechem. Ha toiva zu bin Yerushalayim bechein roim mahar ha toiva zeh halavon ein tzalo oritz. Ha toiva teaches me that you're birchas hamazin, but also teaches me birchas haTorah. So we have a few makaris to birchas hamazin in today's daf. We have a few makaris to birchas hanemin in today's daf. We have a few makaris to birchas hazimun in today's daf. We have a few makaris to birchas haTorah in today's daf. We have the gemara about Yanai Hamelech and his wife, sugis that are negeya kol yisrael and areven zelaze. The halachas of someone that's chayiv in something with the rabbanon could be moitzi. Someone that's only mechuyev in the deiraisa. We had Rab Zera's shailas, and then the shaila that Rab Zera didn't ask. We had Abaye Varava who are our children together at the same time. But I think as it relates to the raid at the end of the daf, just to go back to the end of yesterday's daf, Maisa Rabbi Eliezer, there's just so much there. Hafoichba, Vafoichba, the Kulaba, in no particular order. So number one, the Gemara said that Rabbi Eliezer comes into the base, a Knesses, and he didn't have a minion. They were looking for a tzeinta. He had an idea. He had an Evet Kanani. So he decided he'll be Meshacher as Evet Kanani. You can't be Meshachir Evet Kanani. Says the Gemara. No, the reason he did it is because he was doing it for a mitzvah. Frank the Gemara, you're going to do an Avera so that you can be Mekayim a mitzvah? That's like stealing a lulav so you could shake Dalad Minim. It's what we know as a mitzvah Baba Avera. Mitzvah Baba Avera is not okay. So the Gemara said this was a different type of mitzvah. Because this was a mitzvah derabim. I mean, this was a mitzvah derabim. So a mitzvah derabim is going to be different. The question is, what's the Gemara's teretz? This is a mitzvah derabim. So what? Asher alkein. So it's a mitzvah derabim? So you're allowed to violate a smaller mitzvah? Or you're allowed to do an avera that doesn't involve a rabim? So that you should be able to do a mitzvah derabim? So if you take a look at the Rishonim, the Rosh, Tosfos, Masechtas, Pesachim, Daf Nun, Tesa, and Aleph, the Rishonim all say that the Gemara's teretz essentially is that the reason it was okay for Rabbi Eliezer to do what he did is based on the sugya of asei doichaloi saseh. So we know sometimes a person can find himself at a crossroads. He's at a fork in the road. If I do this, I'm going to be mekayim a mitzvah, but I'm also going to be over a loi saseh. If I don't do this, I won't be over the loi saseh, but I'm also not going to be mekayim my mitzvah. So what do I do? Do I do the mitzvah at the expense of the loi saseh? Or do I observe the lois assay at the expense of the assay? So we know the rule. The rule is, assay is always doich lois assay. So if I have a baguette of tzitzis that also has kalayim on it. So I have a mitzvah to put on the baguette. I have a mitzvah of tzitzis. But then again, there's an avera. I'm not allowed to put the baguette on because I'm going to be over the lois assay of loisil b'shatnes. So what am I supposed to do? The rule is, assay doich lois assay. Meaning there's precedence throughout Shas for this concept of one mitzvah being doich another mitzvah, or an assay being doicha lois assay, say the Rishonim, that Rabbi Eliezer did work with the sugya of dechia. The mitzvah, the rabbin, was being doicha, the smaller mitzvah. See, you want to know what's going on in this sugya? This is working with the sugya of dechia. Abifregen, the Rishonim, this tois kash throughout Shas, he says, I don't understand. Because the most basic rule in the laws of dechia is the assay and the lois assay both have to happen simultaneously. They have to happen at the very same second. The Gemara says it needs to be that be'idna, at the time that you're being over the lois assay, you also be mekayim the assay. So at the time you're wearing the shatnez, you also be mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis. But over here, Frank Toysa, two things weren't happening at the same time. First, Rabbi Eliezer was being meshacher as Eved, and only afterwards, the Eved was going to count for the minion. They're not be'idna. If they're not be'idna, how does this work? And Tosfos says a very big chiddush, and this is an important chiddush, and that is the only time you need be'idna in a dechia is where it's an asay and a lois asay. So if you have an asay and a lois asay, the thing that we're being doicha is the lois asay. There you need that the asay and the lois asay should happen at the very same second. And if it doesn't happen at the same second, if it's not be'idna, there's no halacha of asay doicha lois asay. But what about when an asay is being doicha and asay? You have a bigger asay versus a smaller asay, so to speak. So what happens then? Says Tosfos, then you don't need be'idna. Tosfos has a few rayas. I just want to Tosfos rayas. Because over here, lo'ilam bem tavoid is not a loisatzeh. It doesn't say in the Torah, thou shalt not free your non-Jewish slaves. What it says is lo'ilam bem tavoid. This is an asay. It's not a loisatzeh. Oh, being that it's an asay and it's not a loisatzeh, so it's a question of asay doicha asay, not asay doicha loisatzeh. Says Tosfos a chiddush, that when it comes to asay doicha asay, the halacha is, there's a dechia, even if it's not be'idna. But there's another kasha, and that is, what is this asay derabim? What was the asay? Rabbi Eliezer needed a minion? Okay, tefillah betzibur? What was it? It was a minion for what? It was a minion to daven? Tefillah betzibur is not deiraisa. Mechaber says yishtado. But it's for sure not a mitzvah deiraisa. There's no chi of deiraisa to daven with a minion. It was kriyas ha-toira. Kriyas ha-toira is takonas ezra. Those are the gemaras that we spoke about in Perek Merubah. What was it exactly? What was this mitzvah deiraisa? Azoy frek derosh. Says the Rosh in our sugya, and you may have heard this Rosh over the years, but this is the rest of the story. This is the Makar of the Rosh. He says it could be that this was Kriyas HaTorah, but it wasn't any ordinary Kriyas HaTorah. It was Parshas Zachar. Parshas Zachar says the Rosh is a mitzvah deiraisa. There's a chiv deiraisa to hear Kriyas HaTorah and Parshas Zachar. This was Parshas Zachar in Yonah Diyayma, and that's why it was a deiraisa. But Enochanami says the Rosh, because the Rabbana may be a problem. But then the Rosh says it's doichik to me, it's not mistaber. So Ayin Shams, to take a look at the Rosh, what his teretz is. But the doichik is not that Parshas Zachar is deiraisa. The doichik in the Rosh is that this story took place on Parshas Zachar. It just seems doichik, says the Rosh, but like mistaber. Doesn't seem that that's the oikimta that you'd have to make in this Gemara. And for that reason, the Rosh is bothered. But one takeaway from the Rosh is that the Rosh holds that Parshas Zachar is a mitzvah deiraisa. The truth is, this is quoted as the Shita Sarosh, but really it's a Mefurish HaToysis as well. It's a Toysis in the Sechtes Brachis, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, one of the many Toysis that we skipped as we went through the Gemaras. Toysis says, the context over there is the Gemara discusses Kola Toyra Kula, Bechol Lashay Nemra, or Kola Toyra Kula, B'lashan HaKodesh Nemra. Toysis brings a Rashi Mesechtes Megillah that says, what does it mean Kola Toyra Kula, B'lashan HaKodesh Nemra? It means that there's a Chiyuv of Kriyas HaToyra. When the chazan goes up to lane, he can't start laning in English. He can't start laning in Aramish. He has to get up and lane in Lashon HaKodesh. Kol HaTorah Kula B'Lashon HaKodesh Nemra means that Kriyas HaTorah has to be B'Lashon HaKodesh. Freitos HaKasha, how could that be pshat? Rashi and Megillah, that's pshat? It's a pella. Why? Because what's the makar to that machloikis? Kol HaTorah Kula B'Lashon HaKodesh Nemra or Kol HaTorah Kula B'Chol Lashon Nemra? Learn that from Sukkim. V'hoyu B'Lashon HaKodesh Nemra. Shema B'Chol Lashon Nemra. It's all learned out from Sukkim. So if it's all learned out from Sukkim, Freik Tois HaKasha, Kriyas HaTorah is not Deiraisa. So if Kriyas HaTorah is not Deiraisa, how could the halacha, which is learned out from Sukkim, be Nogeya Adinda Rabbanon? It doesn't make any sense. Sounds like Hanoisei Nimrei Shafa, the Targum Onkelos, Rameis Olveitchik's Kasha. What does this mean? We're teaching a posik with regards to a Dinder Rabbanon, says Toises. V'yei Shloimar Demairi Beparshiois Hamechuyovin Likros Deiraiso Kimoi Parshazoch. Says Toises, Meimus Parshazocher. That's what's the game. But what's interesting, Toises says Parshiois, and it's Kimoi Parshazocher, meaning Parshazocher is only a mashal. It sounds like there's another example. What would be the other example? Parshas Parah. The other example would be Parshas Parah. That's a whole other discussion. But the bottom line is a Tosfos in the Sechtes Brachas Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. It's the rush right here in this sugya to be miyashiv what the mitzvah the rabbin was. The chura minyan is not a din deiraisa. It's a din derabbanan. How could a mitzvah derabbanan be doicha a mitzvah deiraisa? Maybe it was Parshas Zachar. So we have in the Rishonim this idea of Parshas Zachar. So we mentioned Parshas Zachar, and it is in Yonah Diyayva. So one ha'ara regarding Parshas, just really a short ha'ara. The Tamil Chacham, the Yach Gamay, just to throw some food for thought out. And that is that it's Yodua, the Sheet of the Chinuch. The Chinuch says that Noshim HaPotter from Parsha Zachar. The Potter from the Mitzvah of Zachar. Why are they Potter? So the Chinuch says, V'noyheges Mitzvah Zu B'chol Mokim V'chol Zman B'scharim. But it's only the Gei of Scharim. Ki Lohem Lasleis HaMulchom V'nikmas HaOyev Loim L'Noshim. Because what is the Mitzvah of Amalek, it's to go out and fight a war and destroy Amalek. Women don't fight wars. So being that women don't fight wars, so it's pasha that the mitzvah doesn't relate to them. Just like Nashama parted from the mitzvah of Puruvu. Why they parted from the mitzvah of Puruvu? Because it says, Puruvu, umilu esa aretz, the kivshua, conquer the land. Women are not benois kivosh. Incidentally, Remeir Simcha and the Chassam Sofer, Shneyam nischavnu udover echad, they both say, why are women parted from Puruvu? It's because the Torah is derachay darchinoyah. V'chol nisi v'yseh ha-shalom. There's no mitzvah in the Torah that's cruel and unusual. There's no mitzvah in the Torah that's very, very difficult for a person to be able to observe. For a woman to have a child comes with klolos, this tsar hiroyon and this tsar leidon, this tsar gidol banim. The Torah can never tell a woman to have a child. It can't be a mitzvah. It goes against the spirit of derachay darchinoyam v'chol nisi v'yseh ha-shalom. A man can have babies, but a woman not. And it's for that reason, says Rabbi Simchan Chassam Sofer, that's why women are potter. That's why the oimik of why women are potter from the mitzvah of Puruvu. But that's not the Pashim Shah. It's learned out from a pasuk. Puruvu, umilu es ha'aretz, v'kevshu, they're not p'nois kivush. So they're nice p'nois kivush, they're potter from the mitzvah of Puruvu. They're not p'nois kivush. That's why they're potter from the mitzvah. That's why they're potter from the mitzvah of Amalek as well. The kamek kumusim nishtabru, in terms of understanding this, shitas ha'chinuch, there's many kashas. The most famous kasha on the chinuch is the mechaz chinuch's kasha. Mechaz chinuch, the Gemara says in Masechta Soita, so the Gemara says, how did the Yidden go fight wars? So first they would start making announcements. If somebody just built a house, you can go home. Oh, you just planted a vineyard? You're also free. Someone that just got married, he could also go home. Right, by the time everything was done, there were very few people fighting the war. But not everybody had to go fight. Says the Gemara, but medvar mamurim. When is this true? B'mechemes reshuts. Avo b'chemes mitzvah. Afilu chosoy mechupasa. The kala mechupasa used to go fight wars. Zok to mechaschirach. Kala mechupasa? Kala mech, she's a woman. See, you see that a woman is chayv b'mechemes mitzvah. It's fake to mechaschirach. Mechemes Amalek is not a mechemes mitzvah. Afilu kala mechupasa. Vazok to chinuch. That's why the most famous kasha on the chinuch. But there's other kasha as well. But I'm going to tell you one kasha that I saw in the Mikroi Kodesh from Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank that he brings from Yeshua Leib Diskin. Just one ha'ara just to bring out what's going on here with regards to Amalek. And that is, he says, I don't understand. If you take a look at the Sefer HaChinuch, the Chinuch brings three mitzvahs related to Melchemes Amalek. The first is Mitzvah Tov Reish Gimel, 603. Mitzvah Lisgar Masha Asa Amalek LiYisrael B'Tzeis Ami Mitzrayim. You have a mitzvah to remember what Amalek did to the Jews when they left Mitzrayim. 604. I mean 604. Tov Reish Dalet. Mitzvah Lahachriz Zarei Shel Amalek. You have a mitzvah to destroy Zarei Shel Amalek. Tov Reish He. The next mitzvah Shlei Nishkach Maisa Amalek Shasem Avisenu B'Tzeis Ami Mitzrayim. There's three mitzvahs that relate to Amalek. Mitzvah Liskar, just remember what Amalek did. Lahachriz Zarei Shel Amalek. Fight a war against them. Destroy them. And then there's a loisa say, Shaloi Nishkach, it's the flip side of mitzvah liskar. Don't forget what Amalek did. What's the makar to three psukim? Or three mitzvahs? Read the psukim. So parsha Zohar. Zohar is asha asa lecha Amalek, bederech b'tzeis chami Mitzrayim. Asha karcha baderech, vayizani b'chol kol ha'nachashol ma'acharecha, v'ata oyev yagev lo yore elikim. Oyev b'ni ha'chashem alukecha, l'chol mikol ha'vecha misaviv, baritz ha'asher ha'ashem alukecha, noyis l'chol nachlo l'rishto, timcha zecher ha'molech, mitachas ha'ashamayim, loy tishkach. If you count, it's only three psukim, there's three mitzvahs. The first is Zohar eis asha asa lecha Amalek, b'terech b'tzeis chami Mitzrayim. Remember what Amalek did. According to the last pasuk, Timche Zecher Amalek, destroy Amalek, and then finally there's a loisa say of loy tishkach. So Rabbi Yeshua Leib asks, he says, I don't understand the chinuch. Let's accept the hanocha that women didn't fight milchemes mitzvah. Kala mechupasa, bekenzach hanetzegem. Let's assume women didn't fight wars. Based on that, they shouldn't be mechuyev in which mitzvah? In the mitzvah of Timche Zecher Amalek. What does that have to do with Zachar? Or lois sishkach, which is a lois I say anyways. But what does it have to do with Zohar? Zohar is remember what Amalek did. A woman can't remember what Amalek did. It's a separate mitzvah. If it's all one mitzvah. Okay, so Zohar is related to Timcha. So they're not included in Timcha. But it's a separate mitzvah. In the count of mitzvahs, in your count of Taryag, 603, 604, 605. So I understand why they should be potter from 604. Tofresh Dalid, mitzvah lahachriz Zarei Shel Amalek. But why they parted from Tofresh Gimel? Mitzvah Liskar Masha Asa Amalek Liyisrael B'tzeis Ami Mitzrayim. That would seem at first glance to be a very innocent mitzvah. You could do this mitzvah from your living room. It's just a mitzvah to remember what Amalek did. And by the way, isn't that the mitzvah that we do every year? So when we talk about Parashat Zohar being a mitzvah day rise, what, we're going out, you're fighting wars? You know, no one's fighting any wars. What are you doing? Zachar, you're just reading the parasha. You're remembering what Amalek did. And l'chur yabim mekayim mitzvah deraisa. I just timcha zecher Amalek. Okay, that's tofresh dalit. Tofresh dalit, you're not being yoitza. You're being yoitza tofresh gimel. You're being yoitza tofresh. Hey, so why can't a woman come to shul and come and listen to leining and then be yoitza tofresh gimel and tofresh hey? What is the fact that women don't fight wars have to do with the mitzvah of zachar? I understand what it has to do with the mitzvah of timcha. But what does it have to do with the mitzvah of Zohar? It's clear. It's clear. The Eitzah is that Zohar and Timcha are somewhat related. Again, just throw out the question. That was Rabbi Yeshua Leib's Kasha that Rabbi Tzvi Pesach prank brings over here in the Mikroi Kodesh. But moving along. So the Gemara had said something very interesting on the bottom of Daf Mem Zayin Amid Beis. The Gemara said as follows. Omer Rav Ami. Rav Ami said, Shnayim v'Shabbos mitstarfin. Two people are eating together and it's Shabbos. You could say Rabbi Yisrael Mevel and Benchen. Well, you have Reuven Shimon, and you have Shabbos. The Gemara says, Omele Rav Nachman, Shabbos Gavru, is Shabbos a Gavru? Gemara says, you're right, no, mistake. Let's edit that. Rav Ami said as follows, Shnei Talmidei Chachamim, ha-mechadidin ze'e ze'e ba'halocha. If you have two Talmidei Chachamim, and the mechadid ze'e ba'halocha, mitstarfin, they're the ones that could be mitstarf. And then the Gemara says, that Rav Chisda heard this halocha, so machvi Rav Chisda pointed, and he said as follows, you know, you want an example of two Talmidei Chachamim, could go in Anna, somebody like myself, V'Rav Sheshes. And when Rav Sheshes heard Allah, he did the same thing. Shneim nischavnu l'dover echad. Machvi Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes said, could goy nana, someone like me, V'Rav Chizda, and like Rav Chizda. So what's going on in this Gemara over here? Two fascinating Gemaras. The first is in Rabbi Yosef Engel's Gilyoyne Ashas, in Mesechtes Yevamis, Daf Samich Beis Amid Beis. The Gemara over there discusses Ben Azai. Ben Azai never got married. Ben Azai said, Ma'asa, what should I do? Shenafshi choshke b'tayr. I'm an oinus, I can't. Nafshi choshke b'tayr. The Mechaber brings Ben Azai in Eben Ezra Siman Aleph, where if someone is so immersed in Torah, he feels like Ben Azai ma'esa shenaf shechashke b'Torah, that somehow is going to be a p'tor. Says Rabbi Yosef Engel, and we were a shtickle mechaven to this earlier in the Masechta. He says, Yesh loymar, that when Ben Azai didn't have children and wasn't a kind of the mitzvah puravu, he wasn't completely neglecting the mitzvah. Because it could be he was mikayim the mitzvah puravu, albeit in another way. Belimut tayrosoi. How so? Based on the Gemara Brachas Daf and Zayin Amud Beis, the Gemara we just learned, that if two people, two Talmid Chachamim, ha-mechadin zeh b'halacha, they don't need a third person to say Rabbi Yisrael Mevel mention. Who's the third person? Who is the third person? Who is he? Right? It's a good question. The Gemara never explained it. Who is the third person? If you take a look at the Tosfos HaRosh on this Gemara, says the Tosfos HaRosh, she-halacha chashuva k'shlishi. The halacha is the third person. Says Rabbi Yosef, it doesn't mean the halacha is the third person. It means because toldei seyem shel tzadikim are their meisim toivim. It's the Torah that comes from the tzadikim. It's the Torah that comes from the talmidei chachamim. You want to know who the third person in the zimun is? It's the Lord. It's the lamdis. It's the knech. That's who it is. The halacha is the third person. So he says, Yesh loyme ben azay was mekayim puravu. You know how? Not by being megadol yosef yisayim b'teich besoy. Not by going out and telling everyone about, you know, tfilas Ezra and Tisha Kabin. He did it based on this Tosfos HaRosh in this Gemara, Brachas, Daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis, where the Gemara says that you can be mitzaref a halacha as a third person in a zimun. This is chakav. What's the halacha? Says the Tosfos HaRosh, shahalacha chashuva kishlishi. We see the halacha as a gavra, as a mensch. This is the golem that was created by the Chacham Tzvi Zeidin Chalem. That's what this is. And this is told Seyem Shal Tzadikim, and it's Ki'ilu Yaldam. And could be that's how Ben Azai was Mekayim his mitzvah. See, he says like this, if this is the case, I'm going to say an unbelievable chiddush la'alocha, just to bring out what the chiddush is. Again, Pashup Shah, Ben Azai said, I'm not getting married, ma'eseh shenafshi choshke b'toyr. What about Puruvu? Ikenish. Ma'eseh shenafshi choshke b'toyr. Sounds like a chiddush, but apparently it was okay, so much so it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. How could that Ben Azai do that? So Pashup, you know, what can he do? He was an oinus. He was an oinus. Of course he wasn't Mekayim the mitzvah of Puruvu. But, you know, what is he supposed to do? As important as Puruvu is, but Vazal taught, Ma'eseh shenafshi choshke b'toyr. Yosef Engel is saying a different knech. It's a different punchline. He was Mekayim Puruvu, albeit in a different way. Since you know what the nafkamina would be, Yibum. He said, what would have been had Ben Azai been in a situation where Yavama fell to Ben Azai the Yibum? Can Ben Azai say, I'm not getting married? Ma'eseh shenafshi choshke b'toyr. What's the difference? There's a mitzvah Puruvu to get married. There's a mitzvah Yavama Yavo Yaleh to get married. Ben Azai says, Kenish. Ma'eseh shenafshi choshke b'toyr. Says Rabbi Yosef Engel, I think that until this chiddush, I would have said, Then Abad Ben Azay didn't have to get married. Why should Ben Azay have to do Yibum? Just like he was potter from Puruvu, he should be potter from this as well. But he says, La'achara Iyun, I'm not sure. Because maybe the only reason Ben Azay was allowed to not get married is because he was Mekayim Puruvu. He wasn't being Mevatel a mitzvah. He was Mekayim it. In the Ke'ilu world, he was Mekayim it. He was Mekayim it with the third person, with the halacha, with the Tosfos Rashi, Brachas Ben Zayin Amad Beis. Says Rabbi Yosef Engel, that's good if the mitzvah is just in the Veltarein. Pruvu and Miluus Ares. But what's Yibum? It's not enough to have a child. You have to have a child with this Yivama. Lahakim lahakim shame. Your halacha can't stel zich tzu to your late brother. And as a result, you're not being mekayim lahakim lahakim shame. This would be the nafkamina. If there's a ptur in marriage, what's the difference if it's an ordinary marriage or if it's a yibum marriage? But if the var is it's ke'ilu, you have the ke'ilu by a regular peruvu. You don't have the ke'ilu when it comes to yibum. So he said he told over the shtickle Torah to his Eden. He says, my Eden, Rabbi Menachem Mendel, that was his name. So he said, I told it over to him, and Rabbi Menachem Mendel shlita he'irani, he said, it's poshet. It's pasha what I'm saying. You don't have to come on to my lumdis and my taisus arash. He said, why? Because Ben Azay added a little bit of language. He said, ma esa shenafshi chashke b'tayra. And then he continued. He said, efshar lo'olam shetiskayim al yedei achar. You see, Ben Azay was moisef dvarim. Why was he moisef that? Why did he just say, I'm an oinus? Ma esa shenafshi chashke. What did he want with that? Oh, you know what he wanted with that? It's because if Ben Azay was being mevatul some a mitzvah that no one else was able to do, he wouldn't have been mevatul the mitzvah. But ef shaloylam shetiskayim ayideyacher. So Menachem Mendel, the Eidavar of Yosef Engel, said, that's all a svara when it comes to Peruvu. But when it comes to Yibam, that's ef shaloylam shetiskayim ayideyacher. But Rabbi Yosef Engel told his Eidim, it's still chapa nafkamina. Nafkamina would be, what if there's other brothers? And what if he's the Gadol? Mitzvah begadol yabim. Could he not be the meyabim? Or what about in the world of chalitza? In the olden days where they did yibim and chalitza, usually yibim comes before chalitza. Would this be an exception to the rule? Ma'esa shenafshi choshke b'toyer. At the very least, let me do chalitza. I shouldn't have to do yibim. Either way, that's the first of the last two aras. The second and the final ara for this morning is. So Rav Ami says this halacha again. It was. It revised a little bit, but in the second madura of this halacha, shnei tamid chachamim hamachadidin is a hezeh behalacha mitzdarfin. So Rav Chisda pointed, he said, kigoyin anav Rav Sheshes, and then Rav Sheshes pointed, and he said, kigoyin anav Rav Chisda. You see, when you start getting familiar with the amirayim, some of what we do, say the adoris, and the rest of the story, I think some gemaras come out poshet not shaykh. Rav Chisda points to me and Rav Sheshes, and Rav Sheshes points to me and Rav Chisda. What's the rest of the story? It could be the pshat is like this. The Gemara says in Masechtas Erevin, Daf Samech Zayin Amud Aleph, Rav Chisda and Rav Sheshes, Kipagi Bahadadi, whenever they would meet, they would encounter each other, they would both be very scared to talk to the other one and learning. The Gemara says, Rav Chisda Marsin Sithase Mimasnais to Rav Sheshes. Rav Chisda was very intimidated from the bekiyos, from the breath of knowledge of Rav Sheshes. For Rav Sheshes, marisul kule gufe mil pulpule de Rav Chisda. And Rav Sheshes was afraid to talk to Rav Chisda, because Rav Chisda was a big lamdan. Rav Sheshes was a big bucky. Rav Chisda was a big lamdan. And when they would meet, they were each intimidated from the other, because Rav Sheshes had a tremendous advantage in bekiyos. Rav Chisda had a tremendous advantage in lamdas. So much so, Tosfos says in Erevin, Daf Mem Amud Aleph, that if there's a machloikis, Rav Chisda, Rav Sheshes, and we don't know who that loch is, itmar hilchas we pass him like Rav Sheshes. Why? He quotes this Gemara. Because Rav Chisda was an oikaharim. And Rav Sheshes was a Sinai. Sinai v'oikaharim, Sinai yadiv. It's the last Gemara Masechtas Brachas, then the Masechtas Harias. So a Sinai is always better. So if a Sinai is always better, so that's why loch is Rav Sheshes. The point is, Rav Sheshes was a Sinai. Rav Chisda was an oikaharim. In order to come up with Teiras Emes, if somebody wants to say a vart, that's Emes, you need to check off two boxes. You have to make sure it's oiskahalten and svara. And you have to know Bikias. You have to make sure that it stims. You know how I know that? Reb Chaim said this. There's a Gemara in Masechtas Kedushin. We have it somewhere in the pile. Daf Yud Amud Beis. The Gemara says like this. Shalach Yoichanan ben Bagbag. Of Pirkei Avos faith. Shalach Yoichanan ben Bagbag. Eitzel Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Linetzivin. Shemati Alecha Shatoim Arusim Asesor Lecheles Betruma. Well, the context is not negay. Shalach Lois. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira sent back to ben Bagbag. Va'at Iyat Oimer Kein. Right, Ben Bagbag said, "Afoichba, afoichba." He said, "V'ato yato imer kei muchsekani b'cha." I know about you. Shato baki bechedrei Torah. You're a huge baki. V'lidreish b'kal v'chaimer yato yedei, and you don't know how to say a kal v'chaimer. Said Ben Bagbag, "How do you not know how to say a kal v'chaimer? You're a huge baki." A b'chanan and kovet shiurim on this Gemara, Masechtas Kedushin says, "Shamati, I heard from my Rebbe Reb Chaim Briska." And he said, "Reb Chaim said, I don't understand the Gemara." I heard on you that you're a big bucky and you don't know how to say a kal v'chaymer. You have to be a bucky to say a kal v'chaymer. You have to be a London to say a kal v'chaymer. You have to be a bal svara to say a kal v'chaymer. Rav Chaim asked, why do you have to be a bucky to say a kal v'chaymer? So Rav Chaim said that it's true, you don't have to be a bucky to say a kal v'chaymer. You need svara to say a kal v'chaymer. You have to be a bucky to make sure it's a good kal v'chaymer. Because throughout Shas, whenever the Gemara makes a kal v'chaymer, this toichia, that toichia, so you have to make sure the kal v'chaymer is always gehalten. Because otherwise, I'm going to tell you, para adama toichia. You're going to look at me, what's a para adama? So you have to make sure, right? Stop talking about a shlishi latoma. You're in trouble. That's the whole point. The point is that you need to be a bucky not to dash of the kal v'chaymer, but to make sure it's an ois gehalten the kal v'chaymer. To say teiras emes, you have to know how to dairish, you have to be an oik gaharim, but you also have to be bucky b'kol chadri ha-teira. Over here, you're going to be the tamid ha-chachamim, they're sitting down together. They're going to be soymich, they're going to rely, they're going to invoke this unbelievable chiddush. And that is shtei tamid ha-chachamim, they'll learn together, they say a halacha, the halacha says the Tosfos Rosh, this is the third person. I would think, this is my leap of faith, that has to be Teiras Emes. If this halacha is a boich svara in the Welt, a svara craziest, like the Achreinim say sometimes, I don't think that's going to count. It probably has to be a real halacha. If it's a real halacha, what do you have to make sure? That the two Talmid HaChomim know how to learn, but not just they know how to learn. You have to make sure that you have an Oikoharim, someone that knows how to say a svara, and that you have a Baki. So Rav Ami said, Shnei Talmid HaChomim HaMazad, they could sit down. So Rav Chizda said, one second, it has to be Kegoyin Anover Rav Sheshes. I'm an Oikoharim, Sheshes a Baki. And Rav Sheshes said the same thing. It has to be Kegoyin Anover Rav Chizda. Because only then could we assume that the halacha is a real halacha. Only then could you be Saimach on this Kula of Rav Ami.